It's Jackie-cation in a Dork Addendum, Dork Addendum 16, you guys. So I have received, I was looking at the iTunes comments, I know better than to look at the iTunes comments, but somebody made some comment. There were two things. One was a comment from somebody saying that their letter had not been read because I stopped reading the letters of from 2013 or 14 because I'm essentially, we're on April of 2015, January, February, March, yeah, April, the beginning of April 2015, because I lost like 2 years of, I don't know where the folders went. Outlook did something. So I just skipped to 2015 and here we are. So, but the other one, so I feel bad that that person never got their letter read. So they should write me again, Jackie@JackieCation.com. That's what the Dork Addendums are for. I respond to your emails. I don't do any editing before I start reading them. So some of them are dumb. And this lasts about 20 minutes. So it'll be fine. Also, no, Patrick Brady didn't have anything to do with this audio. So it's all me. So if it's bad audio, know that. And then the other thing, I wonder if that's on this. I printed the ones from iTunes at just like the last ones. Oh, and of course they didn't. I don't know what I'm doing. Whatever. There were like five from 2016. There are five comments. Five of you have gone to iTunes and made lovely comments. Or four of you have. And one guy said that he didn't like it, that I asked for $100 a year as a donation. And I don't think he understands the idea of donation, you guys. Yeah, you don't have to. It's a free podcast. It's always going to be free. There's premium episodes over at Bandcamp, Dork Forest. But let me tell you, there's hundreds and hundreds of episodes that are for free. And occasionally, it turns out I get irritated. Do you sense it? Do you feel it? Anyway, what should I do? Should I talk about my current dorkdom? Or should I talk about letters? Why don't I do letters? Here we go. 4/2/2015. That's where we're at. Redford Christie from Salt Lake City wanted to let me know about Redford. Seriously, wrote me this thing. JK, I know you've been to Salt Lake City before, but I thought I'd share some of my favorite haunts so you could at least get a decent piece of chicken while you were here. And I thank you for that, Redford. Being the world traveler that you are, I'm certain you've had an excellent cuisine that our little corner of the world doesn't even know exists, but at least you won't starve while you're here. That is a classic Salt Lake City kind of attitude. The kind of, let me get out there and help. Rental car? Question mark. If not, call me. I'll let you borrow my car. What? Redford, that is very sweet. I hope I responded with something polite back in 2015 of April. Anyway, there's a Crown Burger and an Apollo Burger, and they have good food in I'm going to keep it short because it went kind of, holy smokes, it's long. Soup Kitchen, Chicken Express 2, Verg's does a Greasy Spoon, El Ricotto. This is in the near West Valley. In other words, when you guys go to Salt Lake City, there's a lot of good food. There's tapas. There's Vegas. Vegas, our little breakfast, our little Vegas. Coachman's, but I prefer D's, and they make a great sausage gravy for my hash browns. Penny Ann's makes great pancakes. There's a Korea House on 1300 South State, Red Maple or House of Tea for dim sum. Redford, I hope I took some advantage of some of this because that was great. Anyway, the next one, I'm gonna cut right to the next one. 4/6/2015, woman named Mary, who lives in Santa Barbara, who was born in my hometown of South Milwaukee, Wisconsin, writes, "Hi, Jackie, could you let me know when you're performing next near L.A. or Santa Barbara? Do you ever perform at the Indian casinos, such as the Chumash Casino in Santa Ynez? When I told my family about you, they showed an interest in seeing you. Thank you, Mary in Santa Barbara." Well, Mary, you found my website, so I would recommend going to my schedule. I am always doing stand-up in Los Angeles, for sure, and then up towards Santa Barbara, not as much, one or two times a year. And I do, there's a weird movie theater that a guy named Jason Love books me at in Camarillo a lot. Anyway, I hope you found me, Mary, and I hope I wrote you back and was nice. Okay, Peg. Peg wrote me also in April of 2015, January, February, March, April. Yeah, April 7th, 2015. And she has written, "Okay, you are one of my favorite comedians, and as such, I cannot listen to you on Pandora when I'm trying to sleep because my laughing keeps me awake." Okay, Your comedy has gotten me through some rough times, for which I will forever be grateful. Aw, any chance of you coming back to Philly in the near future and B, getting an autographed picture? If so, please send to Peg. And she sent her address in Philly. Well, Peg, I hope I responded nicely. I never do get to play Philadelphia, though I'm hoping that Maria Bamford gets to play Philadelphia and I get to open for her, or Brian Regan gets to play Philadelphia and I get to open for her, or somehow Helium in Philadelphia decides to book me. Those are my three options for working Philadelphia and an autographed picture. Wow, if I printed headshots still, if anyone was doing headshots that weren't digital anymore, yes, that could happen. But no, it is not. That didn't happen. So there you go. Oh, I did respond because we wrote back again. All right. She's going to tell Helium about it, I guess. I can be very annoying and forceful, said Peg. Just ask my husband. Insert rim shot here. LOL. Consider me part of your Philly street team. Thanks for the response. Awesome of you to do that. Take care, Peg. Well, I will respond via email to all the emails. I will not necessarily read all of the emails because they get lost or something. Oh, here's one from someone that says, please don't ever read this on Dork Addendum. Done. Next up. A guy named Matthew wrote 4/14/2015. Hi, Jackie. I'm a regular listener to the podcast, and I just wanted to share that I met you there just now for the first time, and I'm definitely going to turn into your show next and give it a shot. You were hysterically funny on that show. Oh, a different show. He heard me on Geek Show. And I look forward to hearing more from you now. Signed, Matt, also in Philadelphia. Matt, if you are listening in Philadelphia, contact somehow Philly. There we go. And, he likes my podcast. He's written again. Oh, no. Quiet Mike has written back in April of 2015 to say that he's in a good place. Went through some dark times, but listening to your podcast and a few other like Pardo, I've made it through. You guys are really doing good work for the common folk. Ah, that's very nice, Quiet Mike. And P.S., I'll keep listening. It's great therapy. Hope you're doing good, Greg, because it's a year and a half later, or just a year, really. Anyway, dear Dork Forest, from Greg. Okay. He has written a tiny script that to me. I made his week. P.S. Take care of yourself. Create a good day. Dun, dun, dun. I do not know what this means. Well, there you go. Good for him. Well, Greg, thanks for writing. Next up. Chris from... also near the end of April, 4/20/2015, writes, more Ryan Stout, please. I've listened to his first episode many, many times. You are the best. I have to say this, Chris, that encouraged me to get him back. And he was hilarious because he talked about the nature of guilt. He did that. Traffic Court episode, Ryan Stout. And then he did about writing stand-up comedy and being guilty about your content. And nobody more interesting or more well-prepared, quite honestly, than Ryan Stout. So, good for you, Chris. 4/21/2015, I get a message from Lil. And Lil says, just had to let you know how much I enjoy your show. Hope you make it back to Australia sometime soon. If you need some encouragement to come to Australia. Oh, and then she sent me a link to a YouTube song called Come to Australia by the Sacred Weird Little Guys. Okay, thanks, Lil. I hope to. Maria was talking about how she might go to Sydney. And I was like, oh, I would open for you in Sydney, I said to her. Anyway, Jeffrey's the next one, 4/21 as well, and 2015. Hello, first, I love your comedy. You have great delivery, and I love your stories. I would like to know, however, what happened to you in North Platte? I was raised in North Platte and would love to hear what went wrong. With the barely tenable rage you show, I bet it's a doozy. Thanks. P.S. I do have opposable thumbs, but not cable TV. Well, nobody has cable TV anymore, do they? I think we are all off the grid. And that joke is from 1997 to 2003. I did that joke. And what happened was in 94. I've explained it many times. And it was just a bad show. And it could have been any show in any town. Currently, the town that I'm least favorite, stand-up comedy-wise, is Albuquerque, New Mexico. The people were lovely. The club owners were dirtbags. Uh-oh. Okay, clearly at the end of April 2015, my special aired on Comedy Central. Because here's another one. Someone named Jackie has emailed me from North Platte. And she is speaking for the whole city when she says, Jackie, I'm from North Platte, Nebraska, born and raised. We're very offended by you calling us morons. We have an amazing town with great people. Personally, I don't believe you stopped at our fine city. However, if you did, I'd like to know what offended you. Please respond with an explanation. Thank you, Jackie. Well, God, I hope I wrote some sort of template. And, oh, good. The next one is not. This one's from someone named Larissa, 422-2015. Hi, Jackie. I first heard you on Professor Blastoff episode, Nerds. It was my favorite episode that I heard, so I quickly downloaded a dozen episodes of your podcast. I'm so glad I did. I'm hooked. You're wonderful and hilarious, and your podcast is now a staple of my life. Thanks for all your hard work and effort and a million and one recommendations. Just wanted to let you know. Thank you, Larissa. Greetings from the English Midlands. Well, thanks, Larissa. I know I responded to you. These are all coming from the website. So it's just Jackie at JackieCation.com. We're still in April. And Christy writes, I was at your show last night and came to see Brian. That'd be Brian Regan. And you were off the charts. You were an absolute knockout. I may never see you again, but my very, very best to you. I would love to meet you both. Much love and success, Christy. Well, thanks, Christy. That's awesome. Here we go. Someone named Ben has written, 426-2015. Hi, Jackie Cation. Have you ever done an episode about the webcomic Homestruck? There's this crazy monster nerd community who loves it, and the fandom is amazing to see. Ben. No, I've not, but you have now reminded me of it again, so I will look again for it. Homestruck. A guy named Josh writes, Hi, Jackie. This is 426-2015 as well. Hi, Jackie. I'm a cartoonist. I'm excited for the new Star Wars movie and want to do a webcomic, a space comic. Have any ideas? Signed, Josh. I do not. All right. Ben writes back about Homestruck, and he says, you're in for a treat. and then 426 from a guy named Jerry. I was born and raised in North Platte, Nebraska. He was offended. Your comedy bit on North Platte people and bombing, it would lose nothing, was very offensive. My mom lived there for 60 years and was the most generous, loving, and friendly person I've ever known. I bet she didn't go to the Best Western to stand-up comedy. That's me, not Jerry. Anyway, many times forgotten veterans ended up at our home. Okay, so essentially, Jerry's mad. North Platte is misspelled on my YouTube video. Guess what? I don't have the YouTube video. I didn't put it up on YouTube. I wouldn't put it up on YouTube because Comedy Central cut it. Hey, you guys, it's a blast from the past because I'm doing a dork addendum. I didn't unplug the phone. Called from unassigned, you guys. Let's hang up on them. Okay, so 426. Someone else nice. Here we go, Jeff. I saw you open for Brian Regan Friday, and you were awesome. Sorry I missed you earlier this month in Salt Lake City, but I'll be keeping an eye out for you if you ever return. Thanks again for the great opening act, and look forward to seeing your full set. Okay, guy named Kevin, 428-2015. Keep up the excellent worst. Keep up the excellent work. The latest TDF with Brian Upton was excellent. Yeah, that was a really good one. Your genuine enthusiasm and conversational approach make TDF my favorite podcast. That's neat, Kevin. Thank you. After the sad news of me, the crazy ass news of me, it re-airing, whatever. Where am I at? Am I at 10 minutes? Can I finish at least this month? 429-2015? Jackie, I've been following you since I lived in the LA circa 2010. I feel like I saw you at a Thai restaurant out there once, but I don't know why I didn't become a super fan until now. Also, Beth Littleford was one of my dream TDF guests, so my brain just about exploded with happiness at her episode. I feel like I need to get in touch with Dick Cavett's people now. Who is this from? Oh, Nell. Nell, if you could get in touch with Dick Cavett's people. I've tried, actually. I've since moved home to Baltimore, which I know I've tweeted at you, the way everyone does about where they live and how they should visit and do stand-up. Obviously, this is not a great time to make a case for you to come here. 429-2015? Ooh. But know that the national media, while not 100% inaccurate, has been skewed in its coverage of the events. I bet she's not talking about The Wire. In any event, I'm part of the Charm City Comedy Project, and our annual festival, unfortunately, was planned for tonight through Sunday. Fortunately, we're pulling it off anyway, and people have been appreciative, which also makes me think of you and your material and podcast. Smart hilarity is much needed. Thanks for the continued awesomeness. You are my favorite stand-up. Say hi to Andy. Best, Nell. Well, that was Great. And then she's got a couple of PSs. Sorry, this email sounds like a fan letter from a preteen to David Cassidy circa 1973. It does not, for you did not talk about my dreamy hair. And PPS, ask Aisha Tyler about the venues in Baltimore. But if she mentions the drunk girl excitedly talking to you about the Luna Brothers after her show at the Baltimore Comedy Factory a few years back, know that that, plus the fear you've instilled in me of being a drunk lady heckler, are why I don't drink at shows anymore. Aw, well, good for you, Nell, for taking the bull by the horns there. All right, we are in May. Why don't I do 10 minutes about what I'm doing, and we'll do May next time. This has been a dork addendum, but let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm trying to read. I want to know more about Shakespeare. I don't know enough about Shakespeare. People love Shakespeare. I have seen some Shakespeare. I own DVDs of Kenneth Branagh's Shakespeare that I refuse to watch. So I bought this, Manga Shakespeare, illustrated by Emma Vicelli, V-I-E-C-E-L-I. And I'm reading it. It's pretty good, actually. It's Much Ado About Nothing, done in manga. So I bought this one and another one, and I'm looking forward to it. And then I just bought this, which I just mentioned on an episode I recorded today, but this will come out before then. It was kickstarted. It was a Marine veteran who went to Iraq, and he did a webcomic, and it's called The White Donkey, Terminal Lance. And his name is Maximilian Uriarte, U-R-I-A-R-T-E. And it's the White Donkey, Terminal Lance. And it's essentially about his time in the Marines in Iraq and about kind of how boring it is and how much you want to be a good Marine, and then kind of a little bit of PTSD and a little bit about the difference between PTSD and depression. So I thought that was kind of fascinating. It's one of the things I love about comic books is that they can be genuinely about anything. So anyway, you guys, this has been a dork addendum. I've read another 1 month of messages from people, and we will start again May 2015, and I will get to as many as I can because you guys are great. Thanks for listening out there. Take care.